Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Throughout jazz history, musicians have often noted the passing or memory of colleagues with musical tributes, and from time to time on Nightlights, we present a program of them. In the next hour, we'll hear elegies for Johnny Hodges, John Coltrane, Clifford Brown, Django Reinhardt, and other jazz greats from artists such as Elvin Jones, Jackie Byard, Carmen McRae, the Modern Jazz Quartet, Charles Mingus, and Cannonball Adderley, as well as a rare Orson Welles broadcast saluting clarinetist Jimmy Noon. It's Turn Out the Stars, Volume 5, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
Doug's Prelude, tenor saxophonist Clifford Jordan's 1969 tribute to bassist Doug Watkins, who died in a car crash in 1962 at the age of 27. Wynton Kelly on piano, Julian Priester on trombone, Don Cherry on trumpet, Wilbur Ware and Richard Davis on bass, and Albert Tootie Heath on drum. David Brent Johnson here with you on Nightlights, bringing you another volume of Jazz Elegies, compositions and performances in honor of jazz artists who have passed on. Even in its origins, jazz found an association with such music in the form of the New Orleans funeral processions accompanied by music, or jazz funerals as they came to be known. And we'll begin with the New Orleans Jazz Farewell, introduced by one of the 20th century's most colorful personalities, the filmmaker and actor Orson Welles, who was also a passionate jazz fan, and who in 1944 hosted a CBS radio show called the Orson Welles Almanac that featured a New Orleans jazz band including Kid Ory on trombone, Mutt Carey on trumpet, Zutty Singleton on drums, and Jimmy Noon on clarinet. Just a few weeks into the show, on April 19, 1944, Noon, who had exerted a strong influence on a young Benny Goodman and others, died of a heart attack. When Kid Ory heard the news, he said later that, "I got up right away and began blowing some blues on my horn. I was real sad. Jimmy was my best friend. I found a man to fill in for Jimmy on clarinet. Then I got the band together that afternoon and we rehearsed the tune." On the show that night, Mr. Welles explained the situation over the air. "I don't mind saying that when we played blues for Jimmy, all the musicians in the band were crying. So was Mr. Welles and the audience, too." Welles' biographer Frank Brady wrote that when the performance ended, Orson held his hands up to the audience as a signal not to applaud, and then very quietly read the 23rd Psalm. After the show was signed off the air, there was no applause. No one from the audience rose. They sat there stunned. Here's Orson Welles introducing the All-Star New Orleans Jazz Band's tribute to Jimmy Noon on his radio show in 1944.
"One thing about this program we've been very proud of is the combination of notable jazz musicians. It's been our good fortune to get together and who've been playing real jazz and great music for us these last few weeks. Mutt Carey on the trumpet, Kid Ory on the trombone, Bud Scott on the guitar, Buster Wilson on the piano, Ed Garland bass, Zutty Singleton on the drums. Tonight, Wade Whaley is taking Jimmy Noon's place on the clarinet. Mr. Whaley is a very fine musician, but he knows, as we all do, that nobody will ever take Jimmy Noon's place. Jimmy was a guitarist, first of all, but the great Sidney Bechet started him on the clarinet back 40 years ago, that was, in New Orleans, when Jimmy was about 10. Later on, when jazz men moved up the river past St. Louis and on up north to Chicago, when recording got underway and jazz became a worldwide institution, Jimmy joined up with King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band and got to be the greatest clarinet player in the world. Jimmy played in many combinations, and his own Apex Club Orchestra was responsible for some of the finest jazz ever transcribed. Apex Blues, for instance, which was Jimmy's own composition. And Sweet Lorraine, that was his theme, remember? Buster Wilson is playing it now, Sweet Lorraine. Jazz was conceived in New Orleans. It was born there, and it grew up there because life in New Orleans found so many reasons for brass bands. Funerals, for instance. Musicians here in this studio who are going to play for you pretty soon and who all come from New Orleans can tell you about funeral music in those days in the Creole City. They used to play at funerals and nobody ever thought it was out of place because jazz, like anything else that man makes out of his sincerity and passion, is wholly dignified and always worthy of the occasion of death. And so they're going to play some jazz for Jimmy Noon. Not for us, not for themselves, but for Jimmy. You know, the last thing Jimmy told us was this. He said he sure wanted to come down here and play some blues tonight. That was yesterday. Jimmy had to leave before he could play the blues again. He went away to make beautiful music somewhere else with Buddy Bolden and Jelly Roll Morton, King Oliver and the others. All his true-hearted brothers who made jazz for the glory of America. Who aren't with us anymore. That's all I have to say on the subject. What you're going to hear now is better than any funeral speech. All right, Mutt and Bud and Buster, Ed and Kid and Zutty. Play Jimmy's blues. ¶¶
The All-Star New Orleans Jazz Band featuring trombonist Kid Ory and Jimmy's Blues, a jazz elegy for clarinetist Jimmy Noon from a 1944 broadcast of the Orson Welles Almanac. We heard Welles himself delivering a brief eulogy before the performance of the house band, which had included Noon on clarinet until his passing the day of the show. In addition to New Orleans jazz, Welles was also a great admirer of Duke Ellington, even attempting to collaborate with Ellington on Ellington's Jump for Joy musical review, and again in the early 1950s. In this next set, we'll hear two tributes from the early 1970s to key longtime members of the Ellington Orchestra, both saxophonists. One performed by Charles Mingus in memory of Harry Carney, who played with Ellington from the late 1920s up till Ellington's death in 1974, with Carney dying not long after. First, from one of Ellington's final performances, Checkered Hat, a 1973 concert reading of a tribute to Johnny Hodges, who had died in 1970, by Hodges' replacement in the Ellington Orchestra, alto saxophonist and flutist Norris Turney. The title, a nod to Hodges' favorite headgear. Duke Ellington, Norris Turney, and singer Alice Babs, with a musical remembrance of Johnny Hodges on Nightlights.
Real Thank you.
Bassist Charles Mingus and For Harry Carney, written by arranger Cy Johnson in honor of the longtime Ellingtonian baritone saxophonist who had passed away just 2 months before that recording was made in December of 1974. With George Adams on tenor sax, Jack Walrath on trumpet, Don Pullen on piano, and Danny Richman on drums. From the album Changes 2. Duke Ellington before that with Norris Turney on alto sax and Alice Babbs on vocals, performing Checkered Hat, Turney's tribute to the man he replaced in Ellington's orchestra, Johnny Hodges, from the album Duke Ellington in Sweden, 1973. I'll have more musical tributes to departed jazz musicians in just a few moments. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs, including several more programs of jazz elegies, on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. Carry out and delivery information are at 812-323-2233. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Turn Out the Stars, Volume 5, Jazz Elegies, on Nightlights. I'm featuring jazz elegies on this edition of Nightlights. One of the most famous such tributes was written by John Lewis of the Modern Jazz Quartet, and it almost immediately became a jazz standard after the MJQ first recorded it in 1955. The tune, simply called Django, honored the great gypsy jazz guitarist Django Reinhardt, who'd passed away in 1953 from a brain hemorrhage at the age of 43, and it laid the foundation for Lewis's reputation as a jazz composer. Writer Eugene Holly Jr. describes Django as being composed in a pyramidal form and says, "Django begins with an A section whose dirge-like mood recalls Reinhardt's poetic plectral strains. Vibraphonist Milt Jackson takes off with a spirited solo that stretches from the left bank to 52nd Street. The B section sizzles with the melodic tension maintained by Lewis's marvelous comping under Jackson. The melodic suspense peaks in the C section, whereupon Lewis takes the solo helm to the conclusion, which restates the main theme." We'll also hear a 1969 recording featuring Reinhardt's frequent musical partner, violinist Stefan Grappelli, and guitarist Barney Kessel performing Kessel's I Remember Django. First, the Modern Jazz Quartet and Django on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Violinist Stefan Grappelli and guitarist Barney Kessel performing I Remember Django, Kessel's tribute to Grappelli's musical partner, guitarist Django Reinhardt, from the 1970 album of the same name. The Modern Jazz Quartet before that with their own Reinhardt tribute, Django, written by MJQ pianist John Lewis, and the title track from their 1955 album that included Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. The I Remember lyric motif can be traced to saxophonist Benny Golson's landmark elegy for trumpeter Clifford Brown, I Remember Clifford, written by Golson in the wake of Brown's death in a 1956 car crash, and subsequently recorded by numerous jazz musicians. In December 1957, just a year and a half after Brown's death, singer Carmen McRae recorded a version with the lyrics that Golson had asked John Henricks to contribute. We'll also hear Nat Adderley and Duke Pearson's lesser-known mid-tempo Brown elegy, recorded in February of that same year. Carmen McRae and Oh Yes, I Remember Clifford on Nightlights.
I know he'll never be forgotten. He was a king. I know I'll always remember the warmth of his sound lingers so long. I'm sure he's still around for those. They repeat him yet. So those who hear won't forget the sound of each phrase echoes a time uncountable by days. The things he played are with us now, and they'll endure should time allow. Oh yes, I remember Clifford. I seem to always feel him near somehow. every day I hear his lovely tone in every trumpet sound that has a beauty all its own. So how can we say someone so real has really gone away? I hear him now and always will. Believe me, I remember Clifford still.
Saxophonist Cannibal Adderley and cornetist Nat Adderley performing Tribute to Brownie, a musical salute to Clifford Brown written by Duke Pearson and Nat Adderley. That recording made just a few months after Brown's death at the age of 25 in a car crash. Junior Mance on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums. Singer Carmen McRae before that with Oh Yes, I Remember Clifford, the John Hendricks lyrics added version of Benny Golson's musical remembrance for Brown from the 1958 album Carmen for Cool Ones. Jazz elegies can be even more poignant when one or more of the participating musicians had a close professional relationship with the artist being honored. We heard one such example earlier with Stefan Grappelli playing on a piece dedicated to Django Reinhardt. And we'll close with another, recorded in 1969, 2 years after saxophonist John Coltrane died at the age of 40, a tremendous loss that reverberated throughout the jazz world. Drummer Elvin Jones, who'd been a key member of Coltrane's so-called classic quartet throughout the first half of the 1960s, was leading his own group in 1969, and with bassist Wilbur Little as well as Joe Farrell, heard here on flute, created a tribute to his former bandleader that was used in a three-part suite dedicated to Coltrane on the musical collective album Head Start. Here's Elvin Jones and Lament for John Coltrane on Nightlights.
Thank you.
I closed with drummer Elvin Jones performing Lament for John Coltrane with Joe Farrell on flute and Wilbur Little on bass from the album Head Start. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. Carry out and delivery information at 812-323-2233. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.